This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Beginning November 4th, the National Gallery of Art will present an original play inspired by the art of Henri Matisse. It's for ages 4 and up, and it's free. Joining me, rather, to talk about this great project is Mary Hall Surface. And she, of course, is the force behind it. She wrote and directed it, and she's going to tell us a little about it to entice you to come see it. Mary Hall, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Henri Matisse, talk to us about the selection of the artist to be the center of this play.
Well, he was an artist who really had an insatiable desire to really understand what makes art transcendent. I mean, what gives us the kind of experiences that really open our hearts and our eyes and our minds to beauty and to joy. And he captured it most sort of profoundly in his works of art at the end of his life, which are his cutouts. And the cutouts are very appealing works of art to people of all ages. And so when Natalie Ryan, who's a senior educator here at the gallery, asked me if I would be interested in developing a play inspired by the cutouts, it seemed like a perfect idea.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular work by Matisse that inspired you more than others?
Well, we are using pieces that are in the National Gallery's collection, and the play is called Colors Garden, and when you walk into the room at the National Gallery where the Matisse cutouts are on display, there's an enormous cutout called Decorations with Masks, and it's this amazing installation of multiple pieces of paper that create a sense of a garden. And so when I walked in the room, I thought, okay, I think this is this needs to be what it is. But Beasts of the Sea is another one that he did in the early 50s, Oceana. And then we're using several cutouts from his jazz cutouts, which was a series of cutouts that he made for a book.
Mm-hmm. And the play, of course, you're going to be using projections?
We are. We have the great good fortune of, well, all of my collaborators have been extraordinary in helping to bring this play to life. Jared Mazzacci, who is an Obie Award-winning projection designer, and he runs the projection design program at the University of Maryland, is the designer for the show. And so the projections are all rooted in the Matisse vocabulary, and they are animated in certain sequences. The characters fly into the land of color, and so it's this extraordinary flight across color. So it really gives a beautiful visual language to the show to work in partnership with the movement, the choreography, as well as the music.
Did you concentrate at all on any particular time in Matisse's career? For example, he spent some years in Nice.
He did. Well, it's interesting. In the collection here at the gallery, there's a painting called Open Window Couleur, mm-hmm. which is a from like the early 1900s, and it's a piece that was inspired by the whole color vocabulary of his time in Nice, when, you know, the whole, and the Fauve period. And so that is the painting that actually the character of color roots her personal journey in. She is trying to discover what her singular expressive power is as color, and that's what Matisse was trying to do, you know. And so that painting, again, was a real touchstone for how the play developed.
Talk to us about some of these central characters.
Well, there are three characters in the play, and they are color, line, and shape. So the idea was to bring the elements of art to life and to really sort of imagine the evolution and discovery of making a new kind of art, which is what the cutouts were, from the perspective of the elements of art rather than from the perspective of the artist. And so it also becomes, you know, because the play is designed for people as young as four, that they will experience, you know, essentially three friends who has to figure out new ways to work together and play together and collaborate in order to make this new thing that color is encouraging them to discover.
My guest is Mary Hall Surface. We're talking about Color's Garden, a theatrical fantasy inspired by the art of Henri Matisse, and this is coming to the National Gallery on November the 4th. What about the music? A special score for that?
Yes, we commissioned an original score for the performance, and I was so lucky to be able to work with Tony Knocker, who for over 25 years was the pianist of the premier jazz ensemble of the Army Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has composed an extraordinary score that underscores all of the central moments. And he was really influenced by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, that sort of 1930s, 1940s Parisian jazz sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, you know, gives a nod to Debussy and Ravel and Gershwin in certain moments. But again, it's very much in his compositions inspired by these historical sources.
What about the, I know it's ages four and up, but is this a family thing? All members of the family can enjoy this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, in all the work that I've created, I mean, I've been making plays for family audiences for over 30 years. My goal is to create an experience that will be as powerful mm-hmm. for the children as it is for the adults, that the play works on multiple levels. I mean, this one is sort of a very literal journey of three characters, but the metaphorical layers on top of it just keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. We had a group of teachers see it as a preview last week, and they were really, really taken with it and said, you know, this is not just for children. So all family members, and you can come as an adult too. You do, mm-hmm. no need to have a child in tow.
Oh, I that's think. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
There'll be activities after the play?
Yes, yes. For the public performances afterwards, there are an interactive activity that the young people can do, and adults too, working with Matisse-like shapes to create their own assemblages, cutouts, and designs. And all of that information is at nga.gov /family. And the performances are free, and they're in the East Building Auditorium at the gallery.
It's Color's Garden, written and directed by Mary Hall Surface at the National Gallery of Art. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Well, thank you for the lovely interview.
All right, take care.